Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be clouds and sun mixing in, going to be windy, and we will have an actual high temperature of about 17 degrees, but the wind chill index is going to make it feel a lot colder. Kenosha, right now, 9 above. It is 8 degrees in Burlington. Milwaukee, 10, 9 degrees also in Racine. Nasty cold weather for the next few days in the southeast Wisconsin region that could give way to some up and down conditions next week, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams.
Looks like the pattern changes again next week to more of an up and down, middle of the road type thing where one day's cold, the next day's milder. We don't know if it's with snow or rain on any of those days or be some storminess, but the very cold air is going to be with us in the next few days. And putting it in perspective, the typical high temperature this time of year is 30, nighttime low 16.
Good news, though, for the next few days, he says, we will not be getting close to the record low temperatures set so many years ago. Retiring Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zaff could be facing the temporary suspension of his law license, though he totally does not agree with the action being taken. It's the State Office of Lawyer Regulation that has filed a complaint against him for the failure to disclose evidence planting by former police officer Kyle Bars in a 2014 homicide investigation. A 90-day suspension of Zaff's license is what is being sought. It'll be up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court for any discipline. A Kenosha police officer who was active duty at the time he allegedly punched a doctor several times, he's now charged with misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct, plus misconduct in public office, which is a felony. 29-year-old Kendall West appearing in Kenosha Circuit Court to face the allegations. According to the criminal complaint, as he was speaking to his wife was speaking to an emergency room doctor at Kenosha Medical Center. He had followed her. The two were estranged. He went there, and according to the report, she was speaking to the doctor. West allegedly pulled up behind her in his squad car, got out, punched the doctor several times in the face, then allegedly accelerated away from the area, just missing that doctor by a few feet. In terms of West's wife, she told investigators that she tried to serve him with divorce papers. He tore them up. He was released from the Racine County Jail and will be back in court January 20th. The insurance company for the city of Kenosha is going to be paying most of the financial settlement with Police Lieutenant Jane Findlay, who had claimed discrimination against former Chief John Morrissey when it came to being promoted. Now, the city council approved the $60,000 deal a few weeks ago, but there was a confidentiality clause involved, so details could not be made public until now. In addition to the $60,000, of which the city will end up paying about $5,000, the Kenosha News says there were almost $70,000 in legal fees. Findlay stays on the force at the rank of lieutenant. Morrissey retired as chief last spring. It was a rather lengthy discussion for the Burlington Common Council last night in Committee of the Whole about downtown area parking, perceived problems, and how to address them without spending a whole lot of money. Administrator Karina Walter said results of a 3-day study showed plenty of on-street parking and a sufficient number of lots available downtown. That suggested maybe an enforcement need, at least on a part-time basis.
I think the majority of the issues is not necessarily it's the business owners that are parking in front of their businesses. And hopefully by resuming the parking enforcement, that would in turn perhaps begin curtailing some of that behavior, as well as if they're going to be receiving citations from the police department for that.
Veteran Alderman Tom Voss noted the problem of business owners parking out front of their stores, really nothing new.
We have seen this come up time and time and time again. We spent $2 million to build a structure next to us that's underutilized. And how do you educate somebody not to park in front of their business that takes away a stall that one of their patrons could use when the city went on the hook and spent $2 million for the structure that we're sitting next to? I mean, I don't know how you educate.
Flower shop owner Kevin O'Brien blunt with his comments about parking violators, $50 tickets, tow the vehicles if needed.
I had a red Jeep out in front of my building 3-4 days ago. Chief, did you hear about that? 5 tickets on the window. Don't write tickets. Call Junior and have them haul them away and let them pay to get their car out of there. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you've got maybe 4 or 5 of all the businesses that do this parking stuff. Chief, go knock on their door. Say, we know what you're doing. Don't do it anymore.
The parking study itself accepted by the Burlington Committee of the Whole, setting the wheels in motion, if you will, for administration to look at the pros and cons of full or part-time enforcement and all the parking rules. 5 p.m. Tuesday was the filing deadline for anyone desiring to be a candidate for elected office on the spring ballot in Kenosha and Racine counties. 15th District Racine Alderman Melissa Lemke will have a primary next month against two challengers. Otherwise, the 1st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 11th District incumbents have April 4th challengers. Racine Municipal Judge Rebecca Mason, she will be unopposed. Burlington Alderman John Ekus deciding he's not going to seek re-election. No opposition for Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley. Trustee David Proth, though, has a challenger. In Mount Pleasant, a challenge to Village President Jerry Garski from Trustee Dave DeGroot. Sturtevant Trustee Jamie Hoffman will take on incumbent President Steve Jansen in April. Wind Point Village President Peter Christensen not running again, which leaves Susan Santabria as the lone candidate. Pleasant Prairie Village President John Steinbrink unopposed, so is Summers Chair Mark Molinaro. In the Burlington Area School District Board race, longtime member William Campbell, who's 83 years old, says that's it, he's done, no other term. He was first elected back in 1985. For Racine Unified, the candidates who filed yesterday, Dennis Weiser in District 2, Mike Frontier, District 3, Brian O'Connell in District 7, which is Don Nielsen's district. Kenosha Unified candidates, the incumbents, Gary Kunich and Dan Wade, plus challengers Mary Mutter and Zach Jacobs. And Park High School teacher Rick Melcher had made noise about running for state school superintendent. He did not get enough signatures to be on the ballot that way, so he says he's going to be a write-in candidate against incumbent Tony Evers and two challengers in a February 21st primary. The maximum amount that can be loaned out to a prospective business from the Kenosha County Revolving Loan Fund increased by the county board last night to $1.5 million. Loans had been capped at $740,000. Supervisor Terry Rose, chairing the Finance Committee, told the board that the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, which administers that fund, he admits that the amount, which was set years ago, is a little bit restrictive.
Many times they are involved in situations where $1 million or more is necessary to attract the particular business, and thus the $740,000 becomes a limitation to them.
Rose adding that safeguards set by the county will remain in place. The board approving the revisions to the loan fund manual unanimously. Aurora Healthcare expanding again in the Kenosha area. A pair of three-story buildings planned for a section of land just west of the interstate, south of 60th Street. One of the buildings to be used for outpatient surgery, professional offices to occupy the other. The development contingent on the Kenosha City Council approving a zoning change at its meeting tonight. The land originally reserved for manufacturing. Just a few years ago, Aurora, which operates a hospital on Highway 50 in Kenosha, built new clinic space in the northeast quadrant of the interstate around Highway 50. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast there in the local news section. Check them out. And at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.